you someone with unresolved issues from a previous relationship, and is it having a negative effect on your current one? Have you ever wished you could go back and talk to an ex-partner to discuss what went wrong, maybe apologise or even rekindle the romance? Well, if that's something you've been eager to do but aren't sure how to set the wheels in motion, what about taking part in a brand new primetime TV series? Award-winning TV company 24 Broadcasts are casting nationwide to reunite ex-couples to talk things through honestly to help them move forward. On the line now to tell us how it will all work is assistant producer Kerry Cuthbert. Hello, Kerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's nice to have you on. And I was wondering, actually, Kerry, did Adele's album, by any chance, 25, ring true when you and your team were storyboarding show ideas? Because I'm thinking a few lines from Hello Are, for example. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. And someone like you, I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Exes are exes for a reason, aren't they? Because a partnership basically hasn't worked out. But are we, as a nation, though, people who need closure and resolution from our relationships? What was the motivation for this TV series, Kerry?
Well, that's it exactly, really. It is about getting those answers. And when you do split up with someone, that you might have those questions that are going through your head, and you constantly want to know what the answers to those questions are, and you might want a resolution, and you might want closure, and you might also still be thinking about that one person and thinking, could it work? Is that one person for me? Have I let that go too soon? Was it the wrong time? And it's about kind of finding any sort of resolution, whether that be closure or kind of rekindling or to get answers. And
yes.
That's where it came from, really.
The show, I mean, it's about past relationships. Maybe you're looking for closure, as you say, and maybe you've got questions, burning questions you want answered, and you want to even maybe rekindle the spark you once had. It's a bit like Friends Reunited, but for ex-partners. Isn't it really?
It is exactly. Well, yeah, we do have some stories that will be like that. That will be like, oh, we went out, 20 years ago, and I still think about you and think this might be something. And I've gone and got married, but now actually I'm still thinking that this could have been something. And so it's a kind of a bit like Friends Reunited, really.
And in the description of the show, 24, which is your broadcast company, say that during this positive experience, we will reunite the ex-couple for one evening in a comfortable and relaxed space to honestly talk things through to help them move forward. And although it's obviously designed to be entertaining, that's what you're about, it's actually quite cathartic, isn't it? Because if you're carrying unresolved issues from a previous relationship, that can actually have quite a negative impact on the current one, can't it?
It can have a negative impact on who?
On a current one. If you've had had unresolved things in a past, previous relationship, it can actually have a negative impact on how you move forward in your future relationships. Because I'm just thinking, for example, say a partner let you down in some shape or form and you didn't understand why. It may be that you find it hard to trust your current companion. Or maybe you were the one who behaved badly and you never made amends, and you can now be carrying guilt, which makes you feel you don't deserve to be happy now. So there's a big impact, isn't there, on that kind of thing. Well, you're casting nationwide. What sort of people are you looking for, Kerry?
Well, we're looking for all kinds of people, really. We're looking for all kinds of stories. So old, young, gay, straight. And as I said before, it can be a case of childhood sweethearts that have just broken up. They've been together a couple of years, just broken up and a couple of months ago and want to resolve things. Or it can be you've been divorced, married and divorced, and you want to settle those issues. Or, as I said before, a relationship that ended a couple of years ago and years ago and you never quite got over it. So we are looking for all types of stories, and that's the beauty of it, really, because we're not looking for one specific thing.
And just to summarise, it's men, women, over 18, all sexual orientations. It's mm-hmm. it's a whole spectrum there that you're opening up to. Now, for some people, reopening old wounds could be a bit too much, perhaps have a damaging psychological consequence on them. You don't always realise what the emotional effect might be when you embark on something, which at the beginning seems like quite a good idea. Mm. What kind of measures have you got in place to avoid an emotional meltdown in your participants?
Oh yes, of course, and we are prepared for those types of scenarios, and we will have a team of people, experts, that will be there to help anyone that goes through anything that might be traumatic. Like most TV series, there will be someone that that they'll be able to speak to throughout the whole process, the casting process, should even an initial call with myself that might bring up something, there is always someone on hand for any person to speak to at any time. So, you know, that anyone that gets involved in the show, we want to look after them. We want to make sure that they... you know, it's obviously a TV experience, but we're still, I know we are opening some wounds, so we would never just throw them in and be like, here, then resolve these issues, etc., etc. There's always something in place, and that's there.
And the meeting is going to take place one evening at a location in the UK sometime in January 2017. And you're using what I've read is a fixed rig filming style, which basically means the cameras won't be prominent or intrusive. So it helps couples feel that the experience is a bit more private. How worried are you that a couple will forget the cameras are there and discuss very personal stuff and then regret being so candid after the camera stopped rolling?
Well, that's the beauty of fixed rig, really. That's what we want people to forget, that the cameras are there. And if they do speak about something and they don't want that aired, then that's a conversation that they can have and say, I don't want that to be on. So, but it is a case of it's kind of like first dates. So you forget that the cameras are there. They're you know, they're on the walls and stuff. So we want them to relax and just be around each other and talk about things openly and without thinking that there's someone with a camera in their face and constantly think about what they're saying, because it is a chance to kind of let go of everything and speak about everything openly.
Absolutely. So filming is going to be around January 2017, and it's aired, I think you said, sometime near the summer. And you're probably going to have some couples who get back together, some that probably won't ever want to see each other again, if truth be told. Are you going to go back and check to see if couples have stayed together, or ask them if they're glad that they reunited?
Yes, there will be a chance to, after the filming, we will probably pop a call to everyone and see how they're doing, and then obviously show that on the show as well and see where they are now and if it's something that they enjoyed, etc.
Absolutely. Okay, so some listeners are going to love this concept. It's going to be right up their street. How can they get in touch with you?
So we have a Facebook page. It's Past Relationships TV Series, and we can put it on your Facebook page, or if you wouldn't mind putting it on your website somewhere, we could send the link to, there's an application form. You just basically write your name, your age, your number, and then one of the team give the applicants a call.
Okay, brilliant. Kerry, I think you're looking for about 24 couples, you said.
I am.
Yes. Well, listen, good luck. I'm pretty sure you're going to have some takers for this unique experience. Thanks so much for coming on the show. It would be really rude not to play Adele. I will do that shortly. But thank you so much for thank you so much.
I feel like that should be our theme tune.
Excellent. Do remember me, won't you?
I will do. Thank you so much, Annie.
Thank you very much.
It was lovely. Thank you so much. Take care.
So if you're looking to be reunited with an ex to talk about what went wrong, find some closure, or maybe even attempt a reconciliation, and you don't mind doing it in front of a camera, get in touch with Kerry and her team. And you can do that by lots of methods, but you can also email relationships@24.co.uk. There's also a telephone number you can call, 0207 438 1924. And actually, if you're a Surrey resident who makes it onto the show, get in touch with us at Susie, because we'd love to have you on our show to talk about it. Anyway, as I said to Kerry just now, it'd be rude not to pay Adele, wouldn't it? It's pertinent somehow.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything.